to get something rolling in terms of just concrete talks about either a new arena or trying to maybe sway Bennett into thinking that Key Arena could be renovated to the point where it would be feasible?
Absolutely. We have a plan. And our plan is, first of all, to just take a buyout off the table and negotiate from a position of strength. Let people know that our municipal interests are not for sale, that there's no quick and easy out, and say, you're going to be here for a while. Come back to the table and talk. Second step is the city of Seattle, somewhere along the way, has to offer a fair market deal. And we have to ensure that in this period between now and 2010, that the NBA has to take a really hard look and say, do I want to leave a 40-year legacy and all the history included in the number 12 market in the country in a beautiful coastal city and leave to go somewhere else and start over? And we're very convinced that if we buy the time, we make the offer, that won't happen.
I realize, David, there's nothing to do with this from a standpoint of enforcement, at least right now, but have you sent any of this stuff out?
We have made efforts to be in touch with the league. We have not made strong efforts, so I don't really read anything into it. But my expectation is from this point forward, we'll have some conversations, some communication with the league. My understanding is that David Stern is very supportive of the Seattle market, and we would call on him to just make sure that we get a fair shot as this thing goes forward.
Has the mayor commented on the initiative moving forward?
We have had a miscommunication with the mayor. We had to wait a while to make this thing public. We wanted to make sure we had all our I's dotted and our T's crossed. And we have not gotten in touch with the mayor since everything went public and it all started. But we expect to very soon. And we've been very encouraged by his public statements. Thank you. How are you doing?
Good. How much teeth do you think this will have if it does get to the ballot and it does pass?
Well, we absolutely believe it's enforceable, and we believe it changes the tenor of the negotiation somewhat, as Steve alluded to, locking the door behind people in the negotiating table. It ensures that the team will remain, that they will be here through 2010. A lot of people have questioned the legal viability of this. We have had competent, good legal minds that should back around, look it over. And what I think, if you'll read your copy of the initiative, Article 5 states that once an initiative is passed, any citizen can challenge a perceived breach of the initiative, and the city attorney will represent them. So if this passes, and someone says, oh, I don't think it has teeth, and Bennett says, I'm going to try to move anyway, then we as citizens gain the power to go back and contest it, and we'll fight. We have to let people know that our municipal assets, whether it be the ballet, the opera, the Bite of Seattle, or the Seattle Supersonics, we're not going to let go easily, that we're going to fight for them, and we're going to compete with other municipalities. We're not going to just let them go silently.
Are you hopeful that this will help Mayor Nichols and the city of Seattle when they go to the negotiation table to negotiate honestly and try to get a fair deal to help the team stay?
I'm very confident the mayor's going to do the right thing by the community. All we're trying to do is add a little public clarity to the situation. So far, his comments have been indicative that he expects the team to honor their lease. We expect him to do so. But we want to add a little clarity to the situation, lay all the cards out on the table, make sure everybody knows what they're doing.
Why did you feel pushed to the point to do something like this?
Well, because we really don't know what's going on. Last week there was an announcement by Clay Bennett, and it's with a sense of caution and reality that we have to stand up for ourselves as citizens of the community and as fans of these teams. And as Steve said, not wait for Clayton Bennett to provide a solution, but stand up for ourselves and make sure that we independently take action. This is just an example of that.
Do you feel like this is an empowerment then of citizens like yourself that are season ticket holders or have a tie to the team and want it to stay?
Absolutely. And again, I'll point out with Mr. Van Dyke, the concept of finding common ground amongst people with really differing opinions, it should spur the negotiation process and provide hopefully some inspiration that all sides can get together and get this done. This city has the assets to put together a package that will work and really benefit the community as a whole. We just need to do so.
Fine. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Eric Williams from this.
Oh, okay. Hey, we haven't met yet. I've got to get together, man.
I'm Frank's replacement.